Jonathan Shaw started as a District 2 wildlife biologist for the North Carolina Wildlife Resources Commission in 2005. At that time, the commission's turkey biologist was soon to retire, and he was hoping to go out by meeting a particular goal.
One of his goals before he retired was to see the harvest break the 10,000 bird mark. And I believe he retired in 2006, and it had broken the 10,000 bird mark that year. And this past year, 2013, we had a record harvest of 18,000 birds, so it's almost doubled from 2005, 2006 to what it is now.
Hunters pulled in 18,000 wild turkeys last year, a number that would have wiped out the entire turkey population in the state of the early 1970s several times over.
The low point of turkeys in North Carolina was around 1970. We estimate we had approximately 2,000 birds at that time. Wild turkey restoration efforts really began in earnest in the 80s and through the 90s. Early 2000s. Populations quickly grew over that time period. Today, we estimate we have approximately 260,000 turkeys across the state.
Evan Stanford, a surveys and research biologist for the North Carolina Wildlife Resources Commission. He says the decline to the record low is something that had been ongoing from the turn of the century and the cause the typical things you hear when discussing a species decline.
The factors that really led to the decreases in turkey population were primarily driven, one, by habitat quality. We just had large-scale degradation of habitat through harvesting of timber and conversion of timberlands to agricultural lands, which really degraded the habitat quality. At the same time, we also had very liberal turkey seasons within our state that allowed the over-harvesting of turkeys. So that's really what led to the decreases in the turkey population that we saw.
Proper management has brought the turkey back to all 100 counties in North Carolina. Turkeys from comparatively well-populated regions were captured and moved to habitat devoid of a turkey population. And now there's a tightly regulated hunting season, essentially early April until mid-May, with a one bird per day limit, male turkey or anything with a beard, two bird max for the season per hunter. Wildlife Resources is also working with landowners who want to encourage an expanding turkey and other wildlife population. Jonathan Shaw.
The greatest benefit, I would say, is to prescribe fire. Putting fire on the ground enhances habitat for turkey, and it also benefits a great number of other wildlife species. Opening up the understory, promoting plant growth on the forest floor, those sorts of things will increase the vegetation and bugging places for turkey and other wildlife species.
To better understand management of the turkey population, the Wildlife Resources Commission has been doing an annual summer turkey observation survey. This year marks the 26th survey, which has generally relied on information from the National Wild Turkey Federation, sportsmen, habitat landowners, and state and federal workers for the data from the survey. This year, the Wildlife Resources Commission is reaching out beyond those groups. Evan Stanford.
This is the first time that we've really attempted to reach out to the public and just do a general news release and put access to the survey on our agency website. And the objective there is to just try to increase overall participation. Overall participation really has been up here in recent years, so we feel that we've been able to capture good data with the survey, but we're just trying to reach out to other members of the public that may have an interest in wild turkeys to even greater strengthen the results of the survey and give us better information to help manage our turkey resource.
That public information can be submitted via a Wildlife Resources Commission webpage. Info from the coastal region might be of particular interest to turkey researchers. Stanford says the coastal plain was the last spot for turkey relocation, as biologists decades ago weren't sure the coast would be hospitable to a resurrection of the turkey population. So while turkey recovery might be considered complete in the western two-thirds of the state, the coastal plain is still on the rebound.
We still have areas on the coastal plain where turkeys are filling in suitable habitat. They haven't saturated all the landscape on the coastal plain, so we still have expanding populations in many areas, and we still have increasing turkey populations on the coastal plain area, whereas in many of the Piedmont and mountain regions, they've had saturated populations for a long time, and populations are relatively stable there, but actually we still have growing populations in many coastal plain areas.
The survey is currently underway and runs through the end of August. I'm George Olson.